It's another day in Birmingham at the Commonwealth Games. Fastamai, good evening. I'm William King, and Rob Pritchard and Elliot Turnbull are here as well. You join us atop a grassy mound outside the front of the National Exhibition Centre. We said we'd be in a different place tonight, but hey, it's the way things have turned out. We're here. We've had a busy day. We've had five sports with Isle of Man competitors in action today, and oh my word, it's kept us busy, hasn't it, Rob?
It absolutely has. I think just to be able to sit down here and just quietly enjoy the atmosphere that's going on around us. Still so many people here, so much going on this evening outside of Team Isle of Man. Just nice to get my breath back. I think it's taken a good few hours to do so, really. We've not really had time too much to think, but we have, and it's been a great day.
Indeed. The day started off with the women's time trial. We also had David Malarkey doing the athletics, and then we had the men's time trial. These were the cyclists. And then here at the NEC this afternoon, we've had Jade Bird in boxing, Kim Dean in the para powerlifting, and we've had Jessica Lee back in action on the badminton court. We'll round it all up for you between now and 6:30 here on Manx Radio. And welcome if you're listening as a podcast. Okay, Rob, let's start with Kim Dean then in the para powerlifting. You were there. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, it was a fantastic event. The quality on display in that field that Kim was competing in was absolutely sensational to watch. It really was. And of course, this was a real milestone in Manx sport. We've built up to that. It's a very important point to make. Kim Dean, of course, being the island's first ever para athlete to compete at a Commonwealth Games. She was competing in the para powerlifting, as William said there, in the women's lightweight division. And Kim really made her mark, starting with two clean lifts of 80 and 84 kilograms, getting three white lights on the board for each. And if you don't know what that means the judges were completely impressed with no faults at all around those two lifts. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be on the 87 kilogram lift, the last one, which was ruled a no lift despite a challenge from Kim. She finished eighth overall. But the fact Kim has been part of Team Isle of Man and a new chapter for Ireland sport has been the victory itself in that sense. And I spoke to Kim after the event.
It was really good, amazing atmosphere, just, yeah, felt everything was moving really well.
And obviously you got two great clean lifts in there first off. That must have put you on a real high just going into that last one.
Definitely, lots of confidence. I knew I could shift the weight. It was just about executing it perfectly, which just slightly missed out, but hey-ho. Obviously, mix of classes here, so some real strength shown by some of the lightweight women, and it just makes you want to get back and train more and show that come the Europeans we can challenge for medal spot within the 61s.
What are the sort of things do you think you might take away from this experience?
Obviously, amazing opening ceremony, walking out there with the Manx team, and now just kind of looking to build off what has been a really good prep into this competition and this competition. Obviously, we've got about 6-7 weeks now to Europe, so it's a great platform to build and drive on forwards.
Absolutely. And just one final question. I know it's something we've covered already. You've obviously said as well, you want to make sure that you're not the only para-athlete that comes here from the Isle of Man. You want to see more of that in the future. If there's anyone watching this, para-athletes back on the Isle of Man, who really want to push for something that you do, competing on an international stage, what would you say to them?
I'd say sport is for everyone. So get out there, find the things that you love to do, find some club to join. Doesn't have to be a para club or a disabled club. Just knock on the door and say, I'm here and I want to give it a try. There are some really good guys at MSR that are working. I've got lots of different programs. If you're interested in sort of anything from cycling to athletics, you know, you've seen me lift weights. If you've got an athlete with a disability, whether you're a wheelchair user, you're an amputee, you're short stature like myself, get out there, try it. If you like gym work, get in the gym, show the world how strong you are.
I found it genuinely really exciting watching the para powerlifting earlier.
It was inspiring. I mean, the sheer weight that they're lifting, I almost have a breath taken away. I really did. It really was
tough
absolutely
work.
Brilliant. It was, and you just, I said it before, you look at how just, it was a world-class field in there as well. The competition was set so high, and the fact that Kim is here, she's in amongst those athletes, rubbing shoulders with them, the very best. Brilliant for the Isle of Man. Absolutely brilliant. What an experience.
Indeed. And something that certainly wasn't a first, something we're very familiar with on the Isle of Man, is cycling. people. Action on two wheels, of course, as we know, something the Isle of Man very much well known for. And in the cycling time trials today, we saw successes in the women's and men's races. In the women's race, Lizzie Holden came fifth, Becky Story sixth, and Jessie Carriage 24th. Elliot Turnbull was in Wolverhampton West Park watching, and after the women's time trial, he spoke to the three Manx competitors.
Yeah, it was brutal. It's very different to most time trial courses I think anyone's done. Very like left, right, up, down. Like it's very hard to like get into your own rhythm because it's constantly like stop, start, and yeah, it really hurts the legs. But yeah, hard course.
And on a personal note, 41 minutes, 48 seconds, and 78. How are you feeling your time?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really know what to expect. Like I've just finished the Tour de France, so my legs are pretty knackered, but. Yeah, I guess I just went as hard as I could and tried to hold on for, yeah, as long as I could. I guess I'm pretty happy.
How is it coming here, having just finished the tour, you said, tired legs? Is it quite hard mentally to go again and again?
Yeah, like I didn't really have time to take any of it in and just like straight into next event, but yeah, I guess it's good, like it's a good block of racing in the legs. So hopefully like after this, open up the legs and be ready for Sunday.
You've got a couple of days now until the road race at the weekend. How are you feeling for that one?
Yeah, excited. I think we've got a really strong team this year. We've got five girls, which is amazing. Like compared to the last games in Australia, it was just myself and Anna. So like, I think that really shows like how far women's cycling has come on the island. And yeah, I'm really excited with a really strong group of girls.
It was a brutal course, that's for sure. But I've never done a course like that before. I've only ever really done local time trials, which are just flat out and back. And that one had like, it had brutal climbs, long heavy drags, it was windy, technical. So a complete new thing for me, great experience. It was definitely, I wouldn't say it was fun while I was out there, but I think that means I did a good job and, you know, gave it my all, so I can only be pleased with that. If you'd said 4 years later I'd be here, I would have politely told you that, you know, you were deluded, but here we are, and like I said, I'm so grateful to be here. Never dreamed of getting this far, so yeah, absolutely excited.
It's probably the most interesting time trial I've ever ridden. I came through the finish and I felt like I'd just done a roller coaster. It was up, down, left, right. But yeah, no, it was really, really fun.
Quite a few roundabouts, some quite tight corners in there to contend with.
Yeah, and very lumpy, which plays into the favour of, you know, our riders, because, you know, the Isle of Man's very lumpy. So, yeah, I think it was a great course for us anyway.
I was going to say, having won the under 23 Hill Championship, must have been quite well suited for those. They weren't too steep, but quite long, and hills that perhaps dragged a bit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a lot harder than National Hill Climb because it's so much longer. But yeah, no, definitely, I do like a good hill.
And you've recently said one of your goals this season was to represent the Isle of Man at the Commonwealth Games. You've just completed that. How does it feel?
Yeah, amazing. You know, I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and you never really think, even though when you've been selected, you know, it's still a long way to the start line, and you just want everything to go well and do a ride that you can be proud of. So, and I think I did that today.
100%, and you've got a few days off now, and then we're back over in Warwick for the road race. How are you feeling for that?
Yeah, excited. I've actually ridden the road race course a few times. I came down to Reckitt after the women's tour, and yeah, it's a fun course, and yeah, I think we've got a really, really strong team, so a lot of cards to play.
In the men's time trial, Tyler Hannay finished in 16th place.
I found it tough. It was a tough course, especially with so many ups, up and downs, so many corners to contend with, but I really enjoyed the experience out there with all the crowds and everyone shouting my name, especially I think once I went into first on the road, people watching the TV and started to shout my name. So it was an experience unlike none other, but I tried my best and yeah, it was a good day.
Just to touch on the pain, as you said, we spoke to Lizzie earlier. She said it was, of course, unlike any other she's done before, quite hilly, big rim on the legs. How are you feeling?
Well, now I feel okay after just recovering, but for sure out there it was definitely tough, and it was definitely the toughest time trial I've ever done. But I mean, I quite like the tough ones, so I just went out there and gave it my best. But yeah, for sure it was, like Lizzie said, a course unlike no other.
And you're only 18, such a young age. How is it being out there at the Commonwealth Games and riding alongside such top riders?
Yeah, when I first arrived at the village, I was kind of starstruck because it's an event unlike none other for me. But I think I just tried to get myself in the mindset of I've just got to go out there and do my best. But for sure, being the youngest, it definitely, when I do beat people that are a bit old and stuff like that, it does make me feel a bit better and happier with my ride.
Leon Mazzoni was drafted in as Max Walker had to pull out of the event. He borrowed a bike off Matt Bostock, who Leon says is doing well, and came in 20th place. A strong result for Mazzoni, who's looking forward to watching Sunday's road race. He thinks the team behind Mark Cavendish may be the missing piece in the jigsaw.
Whoa, it was a tough old day, that. Just being called in last minute for this time trial, so didn't really have any expectations, really, just to give it my best and see what happened, really.
I was going to ask you, it was unfortunate that Max couldn't race, but how did you feel when you got the call up for today?
Yeah, I've literally just come back from a four-day stage race in France, so I had a couple of days rest, but straight into this. But the legs seem to be pretty good. It's just the glutes are a bit on fire because I'm not used to riding the time trial bike, but yeah, it was a good day.
Yeah, is it quite inspiring when you're seeing the girls smash it before you?
Yeah, definitely. I was just getting goosebumps in the car, even just seeing the crowds at the side of the road, so it was really good atmosphere and a phenomenal experience.
And personally, how are you feeling with 20th?
I think I've done a fairly decent ride today, so I might maybe look into time trialing a bit more. It was amazing to be like on the start with such phenomenal guys like Geraint Thomas and stuff like that. Unfortunately, I won't be riding the road race, but just an amazing experience anyway.
We're just touching on the road race. What's the mood in the camp like for that?
I think Cav's arriving today. But I think they've got a really good chance of getting gold. They've got a super strong team, Ben Swift, my brother, Bocky and stuff like that. So I wish them all the best and hopefully they can bring that gold medal back.
There we go. That was Tom Mazzoni finishing off that piece from Elliot, telling us about his experience in the time trial. And I can tell you that it was Tom Mazzoni who finished 20th in a time of 52:28:38. So just more than 6 minutes behind Rohan Dennis, who won the race, and Tyler Hannay was in 16th place, 4 minutes 42 seconds there or thereabouts behind the winner. So pretty good effort from the guys.
I think you mean Leon Mazzoni there, who's in the time trial, and of course his brother Tom is in the men's road race.
Thanks, Rob.
Excellent stuff. You said it yourself, William. Obviously, we know the quality that the Isle of Man has on two wheels as well, and with Leon coming in at such late notice as well, after Max Walker sadly had to withdraw, of course, it is just testament to the quality that runs throughout Manx cycling. And you look at Leon and his brother Tom, actually, how well they did in the recent sportsbreaks.com tour series as well. Matt Bostock was in that in the With Sun God team, and then Tom and Leon in the Sam Piran team, which finished fourth as well. They've all been keeping such high levels in there as well going into it. It really is brilliant to see.
And we're looking forward to the road races on Sunday, when we bring out more of the names people will recognise as well on the team. That is when Ben Swift and Mark Cavendish will be in action for the men's road race.
Absolutely, not the only ones in there, of course. You've got Tom Mazzoni, Mark Christian, Sam Brand also in there, just to name a couple. And one thing I did hear in one of those interviews with the women's team as well, that Elliot mentioned, there was talk of roundabouts. Didn't hear anything about roundels, though,
no,
did we?
No, you never know.
You don't hear about them in time trials, do you?
You don't. Right, Rob, we're here at the NEC. Let's come back to the action from here today. You were in the badminton not long ago.
Absolutely, yep.
You weren't in the badminton, you weren't competing. You're on the press tribunes watching.
Absolutely, yep. And it was another really, really good day for Jessica Lee. She won her first game, if you remember, in the round of 64 by 2-0. Going through in a very professional performance, and she repeated the feat in almost the same manner again today, winning by 2-0 against the experienced opponent from Barbados, Sabrina Charlene Scott. She won, Jessica, the first game 21-10, and then she went on to win the second game 21-15. So another impressive performance from Jessica, and I got to speak to her just after she'd finished her match. Here she is.
Yeah, I think I came out a bit stronger at the start. I wasn't as many nerves, but yeah, when we switched ends, then it started to get a bit shaky. But it all came together in the end.
It did seem to, particularly in that second game, it seemed to ebb and flow a little bit between the two of you. Was that a bit of a? Were you just basically looking for that little trigger that might have given you a bit of momentum? Do you think it was the same with Scott on the other side?
Yeah, I think we're both sort of confidence players, having a bit of a run of points. Does give us both a huge boost, and as I was saying before, like just switching ends makes a big difference in Bampton in a big arena, just because like the timing is slightly different when you with the shuttle, so took a bit of time to adjust to that.
What are the sort of things you want to take from this one that you can maybe build on for the next one in the round of 16?
I think it would just be to start stronger in the second set when we change ends, being able to adjust a bit quicker, but also just to, you know, enjoy it. Yesterday's one was a bit nervy. Today's one was about like getting the job done and playing my game. So tomorrow I want to go out there, play my game, but also enjoy it.
Absolutely. Jessica Lee there, she will be playing again tomorrow, and we will await confirmation as to who she will be facing once the badminton events finish today. It was a very professional performance, as I mentioned, from Jessica today, and I think she covered it quite well there, talking about how it was a bit of a confidence thing between both players. They couldn't quite get out of it, but Jessica, she kept, you're just able to chisel away at her opponents, I think it's fair to say. Just try and keep it professional, get the win and move on. So we look forward to seeing her tomorrow at some stage. Well, also in the NEC, there was sadly disappointment for Jade Burden in the boxing, as she missed out on a spot in the boxing at the lightweight semi-finals. In the quarterfinals, she put on a sterling display against a high-caliber opponent in England's Gemma Richardson in what was a truly valiant contest from the Manx fighter, who's had to wait so long for her opportunity after receiving a bye in the first round, had to wait nearly a week for this bout to come about. And she left it absolutely everything in the ring, as you'll hear now, because she spoke to me afterwards.
To be honest, I felt a bit flat. I think I think the occasion got to me a little bit. I walked in here and I was like, I felt, you know, when you have a lump in your throat, I was like, but do you know what? I went out there, I've competed with probably one of the best boxers in the UK. And obviously, she's the best boxer for a reason. And obviously, I hope Gemma goes on and takes the gold, because obviously, it's quite flattering then, isn't it?
Well, you said it as well, like, you know, when you went out there, that's all part of the experience. And you've said in the camp, obviously, throughout the last few days, this is a chance to learn, this is a chance to build. That's another lesson, that's another learning curve for you, isn't it?
You know, I came into this competition, I've had 15 fights. Like, I'm still probably a novice. I'm a novice. But you know what, you don't lose, you learn, and I think for me, obviously I'll have a bit of time out after this, but you know, getting older, I'm 31 now, but you know, you learn every day, you know, and I've got a good coach who believes me, so you know, we're just going to go back to the drawing boards, and I think I know what I want to do after this, so I've got that in the back of my head as well, so yeah.
You said that on your fight count, though, that you think, you know, compared to maybe some of them, you might feel like a bit of a novice, but you're here on credit. You're here on your own merit here. You've built yourself up to earn your place on the international stage. So that's credit to the hard work that you've been putting in all this time, that you deserve to be here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like I said, Peter's kind of, he wanted me to come to this because obviously they're every 4 years and, you know, the next one I'll be 35. So I kind of know what to expect next time. I have rushed through the amateur game, you know, like, I literally went into the, they're going to the elite at like, after 9 bouts. And, you know, even going in then, it's a shock, but I felt like I can hold my own. A few things I could take away from that today, and on a normal day, obviously this atmosphere probably got to me a little bit. I probably would have been able to get involved a little bit more, but, you know, I was worrying out the back, and, you know, all my friends and family have come down, so, yeah, it's one of them, innit? We move on, go forward, but I'm just proud to be able to be the first woman to box at this, do you know what I mean? So, and it's a pathway for other young women in the gym as well, and I hope, I know we didn't win today, but let's hope I can obviously inspire them to make this step as well.
100%, it's a big moment in itself, and just one final question, I guess, going forward. It might feel still a little bit raw now, but I suppose in like the coming days or whatever, what are the kind of big things do you think you might take from here? And also just another question as well, obviously you've got so much support in there today, making plenty of noise. What would you like to say? Have you got anyone to thank?
So obviously Peter Roberts, my coach, like he's been there day in, day out. Like he's on, if I rang him at 3 a.m, he's there. Obviously I want to plug Jax, Andy Gibbs, like they've literally sponsored me and they're going to continue to sponsor me. And without them, I probably wouldn't have been able to be where I am. And I don't know if many people know, but I had to quit my job to come here. So that's another thing I've got to do when I get home. I've got to look for a job. So, but do you know what? You've got sacrifice for these experiences. So I'm proud to be from the Isle of Man.
Absolutely, I'm sure the Isle of Man is proud of you, Jade. Really an inspiring performance. And there was a lovely touching moment afterwards, literally seconds after that interview as well, that Gemma herself was making her way through the area that where we were chatting to Jade, and there was an embrace between the two of them as well, and they were just smiling and chatting probably about the bout itself. They seemed to get along really well. There's a real mutual respect between them as well, which is always great to see. And Jade, a fantastic experience for her. Absolutely fantastic. Well, it's not just been at the NEC today, even though it's been an intense afternoon, because we've also been, for the first time, these Commonwealth Games, out of the Alexander Stadium for the athletics, haven't we, William?
I know, Rob, and I made a bit of a hash of it getting out there, to be honest. I would have been easier going to Clanvir, Pulgrin, Gilgor, Gerigwin, Drubul, Chantlis, Ilio, Gog, but to be honest, I got there in time for David Malarkey, just about. I was kind of doing my own impression of him getting there, but I got there for the race. He was in the second heat, luckily for me. But yeah, he was there in the second heat. He was racing against the world's elite, and he did a fantastic job in the 1500 metres. David spoke to me after the race.
Yeah, really good. That atmosphere was incredible, especially coming into that last lap. It's a bit of a swirling wind. I think that's why it went a bit slower than we expected. And we lost the guy that we thought was going to front run it. He pulled out last night, so changed the dynamics of the race a bit, but yeah, it was just an incredible experience, really.
You seem pretty comfortable throughout most of that race, up with the front runners as well.
Yeah, something we've really worked on this year. Again, just to be even close to those guys in the last 100 metres is like, it's quite incredible, really, because those guys are all pro in front of me, so the longer we can keep with them, the better. It means we've got a chance in the future, so.
Fantastic. How did you find it? How does it compare to your normal races during the season?
Oh, the crowd is nowhere near as big as this, so it's quite special, really. Just that boost going into that last lap, I just felt fresh. It just felt like I was starting all over again, so it was really good.
And will the focus move now to the weekend? You've got the 5,000.
Yeah, so 5K on Saturday, so a bit of change of focus, just recover up now and get ready to go again.
So will you be out every day then, training for that?
No, so tomorrow will just be a nice steady run, and then it's quite a short turnaround for athletics. 2 days isn't a lot of time to recover because it's quite a taxing sport, so it's just about trying to get the legs as fresh as I can for Saturday.
Okay, and what have you made of the whole Commonwealth Games experience so far?
Yeah, it's nothing like I've experienced before. It's just, like, you think the Island Games is pretty big, but then when you come here, it's just a different proportion, so it's quite incredible, really.
David Malarkey there, who finished 8th in his heat and 17th in the field of 24 athletes from around the Commonwealth, running a time of 3 minutes 50.06 seconds.
Okay, so let's take a little look at tomorrow as well. As we've mentioned previously, Jessica Lee is going to be back in action for the round of 16 in the women's singles badminton. Now, those events are still ongoing in that particular event, as well as all the badminton, in fact, tonight, going through for the next hour and a half or so, I think it is, in both the singles and doubles. So we will get confirmation on that later this evening. And back at the Alexander Stadium, once again, that fantastic setting, because Joe Harris is going to make his bow there for the men's javelin throw qualifying at around 12:30 p.m.
Do you know what I love about athletics, Rob? You can see everything. Today I saw long jump, high jump, hammer throw and shot put. And tomorrow we've got the opportunity to watch Joe Harris throwing his javelin.
Absolutely. You get your money's worth. Well, that's all for today at the Games today. We will be back at the same time tomorrow, 6 p.m. to 6:30. And don't forget, this will be available as a podcast shortly. And you can keep up to date at all times of the day on our live Commonwealth Games blog and the Commonwealth Games section at manxradio.com. So, from myself and William and Elliot, it's bye for now.